Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, what an honor it is to be able to bow, and whether many or few, Lord, you hear the prayer of each one. And thinking of Ezekiel, where you had said you found no one to stand in the gap, it wasn't that you didn't find thousands, you couldn't find one. And here we are today, more than one. And so we just thank you for the opportunity to pray. We thank you for the opportunity to look at your word and reveal to us your truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, today we're in a very familiar prayer of the leper asking Jesus, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And we know part of that was that Jesus touched him. And so on the back of your notes is, he touched me. We will sing that. And hold on to your notes, because I want you to note some things on the front page as well today. But let's begin by singing, "He Touched Me." As we look at the Gospel of Luke, we have the account from the Gospel of Luke. And on the notes, I printed out the accounts from the Gospels of Matthew and Mark as well. And it's always a joy, in a sense, to look at the pictures in the Bible from the standpoints of several Gospels, as we see different things that are added, and it of course shows us that one gospel writer is not just copying the other one, because the story is told in a little bit different way. And one of the things that really struck me in the Luke account that is not in the Matthew and Mark account are the words full of leprosy, full of leprosy. Now before, in the Mark account, we had the term Jesus filled with compassion that is also not in the Luke account or the Matthew account. And we talked about that a little bit, I think, the last time we went through that. But today, wanted to just look at this a little bit and focus just a bit on the full of leprosy. And so we see, behold, a man full of leprosy saw Jesus and fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately the leprosy left him. You know, the thing I like so much about studies on leprosy is that it always has such a direct application to me, to myself, because leprosy, as you know, is a type of sin, and sin is something that we all are familiar with, and in a sense, every single one of us was, and in a way, is still full of leprosy. What do I mean by that? Well, if we go back to Leviticus 13:13, we had quite a statement there as the priest was examining the leper. And in verse 13, it says, then the priest shall consider, and indeed if the leprosy has covered all his body, he shall pronounce him clean who has the sore. Now you look at that and they, what do you mean? He's covered with leprosy. How could he be clean? It doesn't make any sense. But not to dwell too far on that, but I think what it means is that if you look through the whole passage, the thing that's infectious is the red sores. And the red sores are a spreading of the leprosy. When the leprosy stops spreading, then it becomes dry and white, and there's no more infection. So when your whole body is covered with dry, white, leprous skin, you're no longer an infection, so you're no longer a threat, so you're pronounced clean. But now as we apply that spiritually to us, what do we see? I think we see that until we turn all of our sin over to the Lord, until we give up all any self-righteousness, until we hold on to any self thing at all that would relate to our position in Christ, we are still not clean. And particularly the sin that's hidden, the little sins that are hidden that we don't want to reveal or we don't want to let go of, we cannot be pronounced clean, really, because we're still holding on to those. And so as I see this, we need to see ourselves, I believe, as a sinful creature, all covered with sin, no part free, disclaiming all righteousness of our own to justify ourselves, but wholly trust and depend on the grace of God for salvation and the righteousness of Christ for his acceptance with God, and we become clean through the grace of God and the blood and righteousness of Christ. So are you clean this morning? I think we need to be cleansed every day, right? And the beautiful thing about the blood is, it seems to me, it was not just a one-time sacrifice, which it was, but it's more than that. And we see in Revelation 5 as a lamb who had been slain, which seems to indicate there's a now in eternity. I mean, we definitely know there's a now in eternity, and it's not a dated thing. So the sin that you're going to commit tomorrow, and you will commit a sin tomorrow, I'm pretty sure of that, in these bodies of some nature, we're still covered by that blood. If we plead that blood, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. I mean, by that verse alone, you know that it was not all done on the cross to the extent that, well, I never have to worry about sin again because I'm cleansed by the blood on the cross and I can do anything I want. Oh, no, God forbid, Paul says. For where sin abounds, does not grace much more abound? But then that doesn't give us license to sin. So we need to continue to come to him and ask him basically, Lord, if you are willing, make me clean. Lord, if you are willing, make me clean. And we see Jesus then reaching out and touching us and saying, I am willing, be cleansed. And immediately the leprosy, or immediately the sin, leaves us. as we just quoted that verse, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to what? To cleanse us from all unrighteousness, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So it's that beautiful blood, that powerful blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Father, as we come before you this morning, we are aware of our sinful nature. And when we hear terrible atrocities being done by different people and even some that are apparently believers, we say, how could that happen? And yet, Lord, help us to be aware of our desperately wicked hearts that we all have. And Lord, we just so thank you for the gift of grace. And as we see our desperate condition, we appreciate your grace even more, and we see the awesomeness and the magnitude of your grace, which is beyond our ability to conceive it, I think. So, Lord, we are here this morning with the opportunity to pray. Lord, we thank you for that opportunity, and we just pray now we would redeem these moments by coming before you and just asking you what you would lead us to ask you, Lord. To ask, to seek, and to knock, Lord, as you have commanded us. So lead us in this time of prayer, and we just thank you for your grace. We just thank you for cleansing us from all sin. We thank you for that power of the blood, which we can depend on a continuing basis. So, Lord, guide us and lead us now as we go to prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.